The Two Kenyas, Part 5. The postal system did its part. However, upon receipt at the other end, once the packages were opened to reveal what was inside, those same toothbrushes and toothpaste tubes were then given out to only one family, the family in charge of the village. Now I ask you, what type of mentality would keep 24 toothbrushes and toothpaste tubes sent in one packet alone all to themselves, when the original intention was for 24 separate children from 24 other families could take them home with them after school to proudly show their parents what they had just been given in their school parcel? Where is the justice in that? The more I see of what is going on in the world with so many middlemen taking advantage, it's no wonder that you see this plight of the people being forced into early graves, and I might add here, not even a grave probably in many cases, to merely lay down on the top of the parched earth and just never get up again. And those in charge will be responsible and take upon themselves the fury of a just God who answers prayers by using the good unselfish donations from families all around the world, only to be squandered by the favoured few. I hope that I might never be guilty to such atrocities against my own kind. And of course, blaming God is not what should be done, as it says openly in the scriptures, that God allows things to happen so that the magnitude of the punishment can be justified. Well, thankfully, those who do leave this earth through the results of such greed, I know, are taken up into waiting arms into a place where there is no suffering, and all are as one in the arms of our loving heavenly parents. How can it be said that the Kenyan government is doing all they can when one side of their country suffers so, while the other languishes in absolute luxury? Yes, the rain hasn't fallen for three seasons, and were there to be a fourth or at most a fifth, then an entire nation of half a country will die. Aid is coming from the north, south, east and west, but again, I mention the greedy middlemen, and that is the end of part 5.